This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With the United States and European weapons finally due to arrive on the front lines in the coming weeks following delays, can Ukraine hold back Moscow's invading troops? We get more from Henry Ridgewell.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Kharkiv Thursday, having cancelled all foreign travel. Kyiv said its defensive moves had slowed the speed of Moscow's advance. Ukrainian forces are still waiting for the bulk of the weapons deliveries under the United States. Analysts say Russia has been able to rebuild its military strength over the past 6 months with the help of China, Iran, and North Korea. And that makes any future Ukrainian offensive more difficult. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
U.S. military says Gaza Strip pier project is completed. Aid to soon flow as Israel's Hamas war rages on, the AP's Donna Water reports.
The U.S. military has finished installing a floating pier that will be used to ferry aid into Gaza. President Joe Biden had ordered construction of the pier more than 2 months ago to help Palestinians facing starvation as Israel, in a war against Hamas, recently seized the Rafah border crossing. The maritime route is designed to increase the amount of aid getting into the Gaza Strip, although aid agencies say that land-based deliveries are far cheaper and more sustainable. U.S. officials say that American troops will not be setting foot in Gaza, and Pentagon officials say that the maritime route would be temporarily shut down if fighting in Gaza threatens the new shoreline distribution area. The site was targeted by mortar fire during construction, and Hamas has threatened to target any foreign forces in the Gaza Strip. Donna Water, Washington.
And for more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Africa is urging the United Nations top court to order a ceasefire in Gaza during hearings over emergency measures to halt Israel's military operation in the enclave's southern city of Rafah. It was the third time the International Court of Justice held hearings on the conflict in Gaza since South Africa filed proceedings in December accusing Israel of genocide. The court has already found that there is a real and imminent risk to the Palestinian people in Gaza by Israel's military operations. Israel has strongly denied committing genocide in Gaza, saying it does all it can to spare civilians. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on the health of Slovakia's prime minister after an assassination attempt.
Slovak authorities have charged a man with attempting to assassinate populist prime minister Robert Fico, saying the suspect acted alone. Interior minister Matus Sutaj-Istok said that the investigation found that the assassination was clearly a politically motivated act. The minister did not specify what the motivation was, but blamed media outlets and the opposition. His victory led to thousands of people on the streets across Slovakia to protest many policies, including taking control of public media. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Justice Department has arrested three people in connection with a North Korean identity theft scheme involving thousands of IT workers. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Justice Department says that the complex stolen identity scheme generates enormous proceeds for the North Korean government, including for its weapons program. The scheme involves thousands of North Korean information technology workers who prosecutors say are dispatched by the North Korean government to live abroad, with those workers relying on the stolen identities of Americans to obtain remote employment at U.S.-based Fortune 500 companies. Those IT jobs then give them access to sensitive corporate data and lucrative paychecks. Officials say the fraud is a way for heavily sanctioned North Korea, which is cut off from the U.S. financial system, to take advantage of a high-tech labor shortage and the proliferation of remote telework. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, again denied arms exchanges with Russia. State media KCNA reported on Friday the U.S. and South Korea accused North Korea of transferring weapons to Russia to use against Ukraine, which it invaded in February of 2022. Both Moscow and Pyongyang have denied the accusations but vowed last year to deepen military relations. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.